You should have brought to us.
Okay, good afternoon. It's time for us to begin our Sevier County Commission meeting. It's February 9th, 2026. And in attendance today, we have all three commissioners, Commissioner Jensen, Johnson, and Brown. We have Malcolm Nash, Executive Director, Economic Development Advisor. And we have Steve Wall, our clerk auditor. We will welcome Casey Jukes. We anticipate his being able to join us when his schedule allows. So we'll watch for Casey. It's my turn to give the prayer, and then I'll lead in a pledge. So. Dear Father in Heaven, we're very thankful for the opportunity we have to meet together in our commission meeting this day. We're thankful for the favorable conditions that we find ourselves in, for a good environment, many blessings we enjoy in this area. We are grateful for the people that we serve and pray for them this day. We also acknowledge the need in this area desperately for moisture and pray that thy blessings might be with us, that the storms may come, that we might be able to have the moisture needed to sustain our livelihoods and refill our reservoirs and streams, and providing for the needs of this coming growing year. We're grateful, Father, for the opportunities that we have this day to make decisions. We pray that those decisions might be in the benefit of those that we serve, that we might make the best decisions in their interest. We might be able to consider the decisions to be made and be able to work through those decisions. We're grateful, Father, for the opportunities we have to serve, and ask for a blessing upon us this day. We pray for those who are protecting our freedoms. As we live in this free land, we pray for those who to each day put their lives on the line to protect our freedoms, and ask for their protection in our behalf and in behalf of those in our country. We're grateful for the country we live in. Ask for guidance and direction in all that we do in this meeting, and say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First off, we'd like to take care of any correspondence and any business items that we need to take care of in the beginning of our meeting. Commissioner Jensen?
I was able to be at the Capitol again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On Friday, it was the Outdoor Rec and Tourism Day on the Hill, and was able to visit with Amy, Jessica, and Levi. They were there representing Sevier County, did a great job for doing that, and are looked upon as some of the leaders in those departments throughout the state. I was able to visit with Joel Ferry, the Executive Director of Department of Natural Resources, Riley Peck, the DNR Director, Jason Curry, the Director of Outdoor Rec, Celeste Malloy, our Congresswoman, and five commissioners, and I myself was able to spend almost 2 hours with former Congressman Jason Chaffetz and his potential run for leadership in our state.
Good.
It was great conversations, and accomplished a lot, met some good people, which will be very beneficial for our county.
Well, thank you. Just a question, any new updates on the congressional mapping for voting that you heard this past week?
The state is still pursuing their lawsuit and the signatures. I think there's less than 2 weeks left to have those signatures show up. Unless something miraculous happens, I think that the gerrymandered, judged, appointed new congressional map will probably be in place for 2 years before it gets fixed.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Jensen. Commissioner Brown?
Yeah, just a couple of things. The project with Austin Special Service District is pretty well wound down. Contractor's finished up. He's working on the hit list of just a couple of items. The Brooklyn Special Service District is A and B, so we have two separate contractors working. They're going gangbusters with this weather and no frost. They're doing a great job, and that's coming along well. They're actually, most of the line's in the addition part, and they're actually doing that blades to tie on the new meters to the houses. So so that's all part of the contract. All of the old water lines were in the back of the property. So for them, they have to trench clear in until they tie into that old section. All new meters, all new fire hydrants. It'll be a brand new system.
So. All right. I just had one matter of business I probably need to take, I could take care of now. It's the BLM sent us paperwork regarding the Monroe bike paths in the Monroe area. This paperwork is really with the Joetown Hill part of that. And so they're asking for our signatures. I just reviewed this a little bit, but I'm going to pass it over and let you and maybe Casey review it just a little bit. If it's okay, then we could take care of that business item today.
You good at that?
You can look at this later, Casey. It's from the BLM asking us to sign the papers we need to for support. I'm not sure the right wording.
It's a right of way.
Yeah.
So it's giving the county right of way for the bike path on Joetown Hill, west of Monroe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the proposed, they're doing a Nike track out there.
Yeah.
A Nike track, like over in Glenwood.
So this paperwork was just, I guess, certified mail sent to us. It was on my desk this morning. I opened it, so we'll let you review it. If it's okay, then okay. We'd go ahead.
We'll mention Bob had huge concerns with that road and its ability to handle the traffic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that you're aware.
Yeah, I think Brody mentioned that too.
It's something that I'll be putting on a future staff meeting.
So if it's premature to sign this today.
No, it's fine to sign this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine to sign this.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll look review that and see if we're good. Anything else, Malcolm, from your side?
I just got the support letter from the commission.
Okay.
For Redmond Town. There's a draft letter for signatures. I've read it. Seems fine. If you want to review it and sign it, then I'll.
I could actually take that to Lyman tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I'll be seeing Lyman tomorrow.
Okay.
If you assistant want. Support, right? Mm-hmm. You sign above it or below it?
Above your name. Above your name.
Okay. Great. Yes. I think Commissioner Jensen had been in contact with the Redmond City and Redmond Town, and told them that we could sure do that. So yeah, perfect. So. Casey, anything from your today that we need to mention?
No, not from my office.
Steve? Okay.
Actually, I do. After, how many years has Christy been there?
15.
And Christy's been with our office about 15. She announced her retirement, so we'll try to put together something to recognize her, but we put out notification for a new person that's going to be coming in, and so
apparently we'll
just let you know that she's going to be leaving our office, so she'll be missed. So.
Is she interested in GIS?
I doubt it. I think she's interested in retirement.
Well, that's kind of a constant for, you know, poor Craig. He's always dealing with people wanting to retire here. So anyway, so.
And she's been the glue that has held that office together for years.
Yeah.
You can ask Dale the same question. He'll give you the same response.
Okay.
She's been awesome.
Are you going to do a little farewell reception?
Well, that's what I was just...
is there a timing on that?
Yeah, for her.
Is it timing? When will she... When would she retire then?
I think it was middle of May?
May 15th, 16th.
May 15th or something.
Okay.
So we've already started that process because we're hoping to bring somebody on just a little bit early so we can get that person trained before she leaves. Anyway, sorry.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. I think with that, then we'd move to the next item on our agenda would be the minutes of January 26th commission meeting and then the February 2nd work session minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes for those two meetings. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. This next item is to consider changes to the districts and boards that the county has a series of districts and a series of boards that we have that help the county. Commissioner Jensen, I'll let you take care of this.
On the Economic Development Board, there were three members that had their term come up, and so I have contacted three members and then sent the names to both of you and had approval. And the three new members for the Economic Development Board are Scott Hyatt, Jordan Mills, and Brent Beach.
Great. Any discussion on those names? They're great people. I think we very grateful for their willingness to serve.
Yeah,
appreciate you reaching out to them.
I'll make a motion to approve these three additions.
Perfect.
I approve them with the question.
Okay.
Who's the three that are coming off?
Jed Maxwell, Angela Stubb, Hadley Dow.
Okay.
Okay.
Angie Stubbs.
So they're going to fill those terms for the position.
Yes.
Okay, with that, introduction and then motion that was seconded, we call for a vote. All those in favor of approving those names say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Those names are approved. They'll be added to the board, Economic Development Board. Okay, next item on the agenda is to consider a second amendment to the interlocal, The next item on the agenda is to consider the payment approval report. All of those, have you had a chance to review that payment approval report?
I'll make a motion to approve the payment approval report.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve that report. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So that report is approved. We'll sign that here. Okay, then moving to the next item on the agenda is to consider a second amendment to the interlocal cooperative agreement, adding San Pete County to the 7 County Infrastructure Coalition and approving a new name for the coalition. Commissioner Jensen, you probably have most information on this.
San Pete County has been one of the coal producing counties in the state, and over the course of the last little bit of time have wanted to have their participation in the 7 County Infrastructure Coalition. And so they have reached out, we've met, everything has been, all the T's have crossed, the I's have been dotted, attorneys have spoken with attorneys, and this is the approval to approve of San Pete being added to that coalition.
Okay. And this just can be ratified, or this will be an addendum for every county in that coalition. And so,
correct.
Okay, this is our part of it. So, okay.
Greg, does that change the name to 8 County Coalition?
No, I'm trying to. It's the name.
Magnificent.
The coalition.
Well,
let's see. It was modified.
Infrastructure.
Just the Infrastructure Coalition.
I was just curious.
Yeah,
curiosity.
So that if there were any more addendums or counties, that there would be no name needed to be changed.
Yeah, and as far as my part, I had somebody reach out to me by email, and I'm not sure, I can't remember who that was.
John. Sturmer.
And he. What?
He's the attorney for the 7 County, soon to be. Yeah. Coalition or infrastructure.
So
coalition.
He sent these documents to
yes.
me and Greg. I looked at them. It looked like I didn't see any problems with it. It seems like a good idea to allow Sam Pete to come in. I think that's not my recommendation, that's not my determination, but everything that he sent me looked good. It was my understanding that each commission would have to sign off on it before it goes back to the coalition. Is that right, Rick?
Yeah, and so we will have our meeting on Thursday up at the Capitol, and we will move forward with these agreements which each county has received.
Yeah, and he reached out with an update today. I let him know it was on the commission agenda today. So if it is approved, would you mind, Greg, getting a copy of that to him?
Yep, that'd be fine. Or, no, I would not mind. I'll be glad to do that for
you. I get what you said.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's gone through multiple channels, and appreciate Casey giving us that or his opinion on that. What's your pleasure then as commissioners? And so
motion to approve.
And I'll second that.
Move and second that we approve the agreement. All of those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous.
I'll be leaving on Wednesday, Casey, so if there's something you need, just let me know and I'll pick it up so I can take it.
Okay.
That isn't the document right there.
Yeah. That you just want me to take that one up.
Yeah, would we keep, I think we keep the original though, right, Steve? We would keep the original, right, and give a copy to Greg to take up to the coalition.
Okay. Okay, good point. Next, we have come to the time that is scheduled for public hearing. I'd accept a motion to move from commission meeting into that public hearing.
I'll make a motion to go into a public hearing.
Second.
Move second that we leave our commission meeting and move into a public hearing. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimously.